What happens when baby squirrels get blown out of their nests by a hard spring rain? Or a hawk gets hit by a car? Sometimes they get rescued. The Animal Rescue League Shelter and Wildlife Center owns a hospital for sick, injured, or orphaned animals near Pittsburgh. And when Andy Cubis went to their 16-acre site to find out more, wildlife educator Alexis Fitzgerald introduced her to their ambassador, who was munching on a carrot.
So over here we have Irwin. He is our North American porcupine. He's kind of our unofficial mascot for the Animal Rescue League's Wildlife Center. We've had him since he was 2 weeks old. He was rejected by his mother. He has some stomach issues, give him a really, really sensitive stomach, so he wouldn't be able to eat all the things in the wild that normal porcupines could eat. So he is here with us. He's also very, very comfortable around people, which doesn't make for a good wild porcupine. You almost done? Right now we are in our office area, so whenever people bring in animals, we have them fill out a little description of what they think happened to it. Sometimes, you know, their cat might have attacked it, or they saw it get hit by a car. So we just try to get some information on where they found it, which is super important for release with some animals. And then we give each animal a number. So here we have some domestic ducklings in our care right now. They were just found under a bench. So this time of the year especially, unfortunately, we get in a lot of baby ducks. Sometimes we get chicks that were purchased as gifts for Easter. And usually people don't plan for the long term whenever they have animals like this. So whenever they get too big, they'll just dump them in a park. These guys are lucky that they were found by somebody and brought in, because they wouldn't survive in the wild. So.
Hi, Ray. You want to say hello?
Swan.
Swan.
Good. So this is Raven. Raven is an American crow. He was injured in the wild. We're not sure how, but he is a ham for attention. He used to say squirrel, but now it's kind of morphed into a squy, so it's like squirrel and high.
Squy!
Good boy. So the last place I want to stop at is our fox enclosure. So we have three silver foxes in here. They were confiscated from a home in Pennsylvania. So in Pennsylvania, it is illegal to possess any kind of wild animal. Leslie is one of our volunteers. She is going in and feeding our foxes. So she has all the food prepared, and usually they go for the meat first, whatever it is. Today it is rat. Jacob, one of our foxes, is very, very happy that he got a rat today, and he's running around very excitedly. Our main goal at the Wildlife Center is to teach people that there are wild animals around us, and if we respect them, that they will respect us.
Thanks to Andy Cubis for documenting her trip to the Animal Rescue League's Wildlife Center near Pittsburgh. The center is actually open for tours. You can find out more about that and see a photo of Irwin the porcupine. He's about to turn 5. Happy birthday, Irwin. That's at our website, alleghenyfront.org.